Jim Andershot waited an hour in line Friday at the Amherst Senior Center to cast his early ballot.
I didn't want to wait till the last minute, because of the fact that if it got too crowded, I'd lose my vote. So I wanted to make sure I was going to vote, so that's why I'm here.
He says voting is more important to him now, as a 73-year-old business owner, than it was, say, in his 20s.
Yeah, when I was younger, carefree, you didn't care about anything, just like the young people now. It's a lot different when you get older.
People like Andershot, the 65 and older crowd, made up 30% of Erie County's more than 167,000 early voters, according to data from the Erie County Board of Elections. They were the second biggest age group to vote early, second only to their slightly younger counterparts, the 50 to 64-year-old crowd, who made up 33% of the county's early voters. So altogether, nearly two-thirds of the county early voters were 50 and older. Those numbers were consistent with the national numbers. About 60% of all votes cast so far, both via early voting and mail-in voting, have been by people 50 and older, according to Democratic data firm TargetSmart. So although young people are voting at potentially historic rates this year, older voters are still very much leading the way.
Older voters have always turned out at higher rates.
Dr. Harvey Palmer is the chair of the University at Buffalo's Political Science Department and studies elections and voting behavior.
It basically is pretty simple. It's just that, they have the time and then they also have more time to spend paying attention.
Of course, older voters have faced one big hurdle going to the polls this year, the novel coronavirus, which is far more deadly for those over 60. The National Council on Aging this year urged older Americans to vote by mail or vote early, since it's typically less crowded than voting on Election Day. Palmer says it appears older voters have done just that, and by doing so, will maintain their high turnout rates at past elections.
I think that you'll still have high turnout among older voters despite the fact that they face higher risks.
The pandemic will also impact who older adults vote for. President Donald Trump relied heavily on older voters in 2016, but polls have shown former Vice President Joe Biden carving into that base, and the pandemic is likely a big reason why. A recent poll from the Public Religion Research Institute showed only 38% of people 65 and older approved Trump's handling of the pandemic.
Older voters care a lot more about COVID, and I think Trump's recent behavior with COVID and sort of acting like it's not that big of a deal and that it's that the people's health concerns about it are overblown, I don't think is playing well with older voters. And I think that's sort of being reflected in the polls right now.
Trump's handling of the pandemic influenced Andershot's vote. After not voting at all in 2016, he cast a ballot for Biden on Friday.
Trump ran on that he's not a politician, he's a businessman and everything. Well, I think he failed. I think business, it didn't show. Maybe he's a good businessman. I don't know if he is or not, but he doesn't know how to lead a country.
Palmer says older voters are a crucial part of the American democracy. They greatly increase the turnout and therefore make elections more legitimate.
Often we think of older voters as being behind the times or that the older generation perhaps. But I think in terms of what we want in a working democracy, voters turning out and being engaged, I think it's great that so many older voters are like that fit that ideal.
More than 87 million Americans, including 28 million people 65 and older, have already cast ballots, according to TargetSmart. And many states have already surpassed their total voter turnout from 2016. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.